and what he's done. And here's the thing about this is the point I was going to make about the Trump, not just the never Trumpers, the I despise Donald Trump. Nothing he says can go unchallenged. Nothing he does can go unhated. That group is that they wind up making him look right. They wind up making him look like there really is all of this conspiracy against him. CNN, with this business about putting out this big story. CNN hates Donald Trump. Look, he's labeled him as fake news. I understand why they want to get him. I understand that. But they want to get him so badly. It's like somebody on the side of a door, one side of a door, wanting to get at the person on the other side. And in order to get at him, they are slamming into the door. They are breaking their arms. They are smashing their faces. They are brutalizing themselves to get through that door. And they may get through it, but they've done terrible damage to themselves. And that's the position that CNN and a good many other major media outlets find themselves. CNN, for example, their latest problem, this is in the Washington Post. CNN armed Trump with new ammunition. Sure enough, he launched another fake news attack. Well, that's because CNN got a very specific and important fact wrong. And the Washington Post tried to put the best face on it. A one-digit mistake by CNN on Friday armed President Trump with new ammunition for another fusillade against the media. Now, here's what happened. CNN reported Friday morning that Donald Trump Jr. received an email on September 4, 2016 that granted special access to WikiLeaks documents. The network said in an online article that the email had been described to CNN by multiple sources. But the Washington Post obtained the email itself and reported Friday afternoon that the message was actually dated September 14th. A difference that sets Trump's Jr. receipt 10 days later. The date matters. CNN's report indicated that the Trump campaign had been fed hacked email files belonging to the Democratic National Committee and former Secretary of State Colin Powell more than a week before the files were released publicly. That was wrong. That is an error in fact. It is a monster error. And it suggests we want to get this guy so bad, we're not going to bother to check this stuff out. So what do? They wind up destroying their credibility on all these other Trump stories they're doing, whether they're right or wrong. And furthermore, I'd like to know if it breaks the law for somebody to say, hey, I got these emails. If you want to see him, here you go. Even if it were before, but that's a whole separate issue. So it's like this woman down in Alabama who accused Roy Moore of trying to do bad things to her when she was a minor. Turns out, when she had her big press conference with celebrity lawyer Gloria Allred next to her, she didn't disclose that something about Moore had written in her yearbook, her high school yearbook. But she didn't disclose that she'd added some information to that alleged signing, a date and a place. She didn't mention that. And so later on it comes out and a few other things come out, and now she may be responsible. I'm not saying Moore's going to get elected, but she may be responsible for ensuring it. Because now all his denials and his assertion that these things are being falsified in order to paint me in the worst possible light have some credence by the act of the person trying to get him. if the news media would simply act responsibly, not only would they be doing their jobs, they wouldn't be subject to this kind of ridicule. And they wouldn't be making Trump look right. All right. We got to take a break because I'm over on this one. So let's talk about Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries, a voluntary cost-sharing ministry for people of the Christian faith. If you are a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, you're not penalized for not having health insurance. You don't get fined or taxed or whatever the heck it is the government finally wound up calling it. You don't get kicked out if you have a significant and expensive illness. Neither are you denied membership. If you are a young family looking to have a baby, they have a wonderful maternity program. If you have pre-existing conditions, there are two programs within Christian Healthcare Ministries to help with pre-existing conditions. If you are a person of the Christian faith who wants your monthly financial contribution to go to someone else's healthcare needs, this is a fellow Christian's healthcare needs, this is an option for you. And if you want, knowing that many thousands of your fellow Christians are voluntarily sharing monthly financial gifts to help with your needs, that's what this is about. It's not insurance. It's not insurance. If you're a Christian and are saying to yourself, holy cow, I gotta find out more about this, here's how you do it. Go to the website, chministries.org, chministries.org, or call them at 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225.
When you have experienced injury, physically or psychologically, as a result from wrongdoing by another person or company, know that you do have a voice. The East Tennessee Personal Injury Lawyers, Stephen A. Burroughs and Brian Capps, will be your voice. They're dedicated to achieving the best possible outcome for your personal injury matters. For the expertise of an aggressive Knoxville, Tennessee lawyer, call Stephen A. Burroughs at 877-300-3773 or submit your information online at easttnlawyer.com.
Ladies, when you wash your hair in tap water, it's like a tornado of chemicals strangling every strand of hair in a chemical cocoon. If you want soft, smooth, healthy hair, then you need Aqua Clear Water Systems. Hi, I'm David Brewster from Aqua Clear Water Systems, and we can help you help your hair. Call for a free water analysis and see how you can save $200 on a new water system. 865-694-1725 or sign up at our website, aquaclearws.com, aquaclearws.com.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is how our next episode, It's Double Your Donation Day with Second Harvest. We'll be there live. Plus, we're going to take a straw poll. Pop quiz at 4, top 3 at 3. The Triple H Radio Experience, News Talk 98.7, WOKI.
All right, we're back to State Your Case. I'm George Porter, your host. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. And this is your opportunity to listen for the next 60 seconds about something that will be very good for you and your car. And that's Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. Four locations, you can get to them all over East Tennessee. Athens, Lenoir City, Maryville, and Knoxville. Matlock, M-A-T-L-O-C-K. It's a name synonymous with service and concern for customers. I mean, seriously, just if you pass one of the Matlock tire centers, an auto repair centers, just stop and go in and look around and ask yourself, say to yourself, self, is this like any auto repair place I've ever seen before? chances are you're going to tell yourself, no, it's not. They clearly go to a lot of effort to make sure people waiting on their cars are comfortable and they feel good about being here. And they've gone to a lot of detail here to make sure if I come that I feel good about waiting. And that's why one of the reasons such a large percentage of Matlock's business is women. Because it's not a place where you're sitting by the rack with STP and windshield wiper blades. You're in a comfortable environment. That's the trouble they go to make sure that you're comfortable while you're there. Imagine the detail they go to while they're taking care of your car, either with tires or service. So look them up on the web. They've got a heck of a website, Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. It's matlocktireservice.com. As I said, 4 locations, and you will appreciate the experience. I'm quite confident. All right, now, I have something completely off topic before I get into my next, before we get into Phil Bredesen running for U.S. Senate. The infamous cult leader, Charles Manson, died in the last few weeks. Now, if you have to, gosh, I guess you'd have to be 60, 70 years old to have a memory of the savage murders of Sharon Tate, actress, wife of film director Roman Polanski, and several of her friends, and the murders the next night of a husband and a wife named LaBianca by members of this group that were devoted to Charles Manson. And when you see video of the guy from that period, you have to ask yourself, why on earth would anybody align themselves with this goofball? Why would somebody see this person as some sort of personality to follow? And you hear about him being charismatic and exercising this control over people. You'd have to be one weak-minded doofus to have been some sort of slavish follower of Charles Manson. But here's a little known fact, or a little known reality about Charles Manson. He wanted to be a musician, a song. He wanted to be like the Beatles. He wanted to be big. And he actually had a role in writing a song recorded by the Beach Boys. If you can tell me the name of that song, you win a certificate for two to the Crown Plaza Prime Rib and Seafood Buffet that takes place every Friday night at the Crown Plaza, Knoxville. If you can tell me the name of the song that Charles Manson, in which Charles Manson had a role in writing and was recorded by the Beach Boys. Here are the numbers, 656-8255, #987 is free call on U.S. Cellular, toll free 800-951-8255. When I told my wife this last night, and she just, what? But it's true. It's true. There was a song recorded by the Beach Boys that in which Charles Manson, of the infamous Manson family, had a role. Folks, hang on just a moment. The phone lines are absolutely blowing up, and it's going to take a moment to get everybody lined up here. My guess is somebody's going to get it pretty quickly because this is something no one would know. You'd have to look it up. So my guess is it's going to get answered right quick. So let's see if Jack's got the answer. Hey, Jack.
Hello, George. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm looking right at the name. Do you have it for me?
Well, I know it came from that song anyway, Helter Skelter.
No, that's not it, Jack. I appreciate your call, but that's not it. It's a good guess based on all of the publicity around it. Let's see if Dave's got the answer. Dave, what do you say?
It's Your Game Girl.
That's not what I'm looking at here. It's got to be the song I'm looking at here, and that's not it. But thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. Let's see if Aubrey's got the answer. Hey, Aubrey.
I was thinking Helter Skelter.
No, it's not Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter was recorded by the Beatles. Let's see. That was a Beatles song. Let's see if Sean's got it. Hey, Sean, you're on State Your Case. Go ahead.
Hey, the song from the Beach Boys is Never Learn Not to Love.
Congratulations, Sean. You're going to the Prime Rib and Seafood Buffet.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, that's a...
I actually did not have to look that up. I watched a documentary about the Beach Boys, and one of the members of the Beach Boys, I can't remember his name.
Dennis Wilson, he was the drummer.
Exactly, and I believe he was not really good friends with Charles Manson, but they were acquaintances.
Actually, I saw a documentary several years ago that said that Manson and his group lived or hung out at Wilson's house.
Yeah, well,
until he told him to get out.
They were roommates for a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when you say... See, that's one of the things about Manson that the reason Sharon Tate and her friends got murdered is she was renting that house. This is one of the theories. She and her husband were renting that house from a record producer named Terry Melcher. And Terry Melcher had rejected Manson's work. And yeah. One of the theories is that these Manson cultists went to that house to kill Terry Melcher to get even with him for rejecting Manson. And they just happened to find these other people there and butchered them instead.
Now, everybody else was calling about the song Helter Skelter. I don't know if this is just a rumor or if it's fact, but I know the Beatles recorded Helter Skelter, but it was written by Charles Manson.
Hold on.
You might have to look that up, but that I've heard that for years, that he actually penned the song and the Beatles recorded it.
Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Helter Skelter is a song by the English rock band The Beatles, released in 1968 on their self-titled double album, also known as the White Album. The song was a product of McCartney's attempt to create a sound as loud and dirty as possible. Helter Skelter by the Beatles. Song meaning, lyric interpretation. On the opposite side of Liverpool. Helter Skelter by U2. Song facts.
Google Helter Skelter and Charles Manson. You might find it.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, it says it's a Paul McCartney song. Here's... The third one down says Helter Skelter by U2 Song Facts. Bono introduced this by saying, "This is a song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles, and we're stealing it back." Charles Manson's followers wrote Helter Skelter in blood when they killed Sharon Tate and her friends. And so it wasn't the song he wrote. It was just he left this. Those words written in blood. And then... what's his name? Vincent Bugliosi, who was the prosecutor of Manson for the murders, wrote a book titled Helter Skelter. And so it's tied up with the Beatles, but there's no indication from this that Manson wrote Helter Skelter. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Oh, crud! Sean, call back. We didn't get his information. So we don't know how to get him the certificate. I'm nuts. I hate it when I do that.
Sean, please call back.
Yeah, it might be him right now. Gosh, I hate it when I do that. You know another thing I hate when I do? When I forget to do my ads on time. So I got to do this one. And that's one about Rick Terry. What are we? I was just thinking about this. We're 2 weeks away from Christmas, aren't we? Isn't Christmas 2 weeks from... What is today? Today is the 10th. That would be 15 days, 2 weeks in a day. If you're like me, you prefer Christmas on a Tuesday or a Thursday. However, this year it falls on a Monday, which means there are 2 weeks left to get your gift for that special person. That means you ought to be hightailing it this week down to any of Rick Terry's three locations and saying, and doing what Peter Lorre did in the movie Casablanca. You should be yelling, Rick, help me, Rick. Because he can help you. He and his team can help you. That's not the best Peter Lorre improvisation, but it's as good as I can do. But regardless, but I digress. Rick Terry Jewelry Design is a perfect place to go to walk in, talk to Rick or any member of his team and say, look, I've got X I want to do for my husband, boyfriend, wife, girlfriend, whatever. Help me here. And they'll help you. They're great people at Rick Terry Jewelry Design. Three locations, one in downtown Knoxville in the Arcade Building on Gay Street, one on the south side of Campbell Station Road in Farragut, south, it's over, it's Campbell Station Road, Kingston Pike intersection. It's across the street from what used to be a Phillips 66 station. And then down in Lenoir City on Highway 321 in the Lenoir Mills Shopping Center between the interstate and Lenoir City proper. Rick Terry Jewelry Design. Just go in and say, help me, Rick. He'll help you. And you'll be glad he did. We'll be back in a moment on State Your Case.
Westwood One presents The Michael Knowles Show.
In so much as this indictment suggests that the Republicans colluded with Russia, whatever that means, we know that the Democrats colluded with Russia at least as much. From all the evidence available to us, the Democrats committed far graver misdeeds in colluding with Russia because we now know that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid a foreigner connected with Russia for alleged dirt on Donald Trump to skew an American election.
The Michael Knowles Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-249-8686 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-249-8686. 1-800-249-8686. That's 1-800-249-8686.
Paid for by Safe Money Millionaire.
You've seen their work in Neyland Stadium and Bridgestone Arena, Wilderness at the Smokies, fine restaurants everywhere. They won the 2017 Best of Howes Award for Best Design and Service. Whether commercial or home countertops, expect the best from Smoky Mountain Tops. Partnering with the leading quartz and natural stone suppliers, Smoky Mountain Tops uses state-of-the-art machinery and an artisan's approach to create beautiful, functional custom countertops. From fabrication to installation, they aim to exceed your expectations and make your kitchen, bathroom, any room look brilliant. Specializing in the finest granite, marble, and quartz surfaces and top-quality sinks, come see what Smoky Mountain Tops can do for you with locations in Knoxville and Nashville, or visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Fully accredited with the Marble Institute of America, family-owned with 20 years of experience in the stone and solid surface industry. Smoky Mountain Tops, unmatched service, highest quality.
We're not just another security company. This is Scott Brokamp with locally owned and operated His Security. What makes us different? Reason number one, we believe in being an ethical, honest, and caring company, which is unfortunately rare in our industry. We are proud to say it, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Practical, modern, secure solutions with local service from people you know. Call 474-9495 or contact hissecurity.net. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Look for a cold Sunday, but lots of sunshine here for the rest of the day. We'll see a high temperature of 41 degrees. Tonight, clear and cold once again, dropping back to 28. For your Monday, look for lots of sunshine, a high temperature of 51, back to 33 overnight Monday into Tuesday with mostly clear skies. For the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Case. I'm George Porter, your host. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. Well, we talked about Donald Trump, CNN, and Charles Manson so far in this first hour when I was going to talk about Phil Bredesen. Maybe that's going to have to wait. Do I think this is a game changer? Yeah, I do. I do. I think this is a game changer. But it all depends on whether Bredesen can keep his reputation and his image with Tennesseans. If you go to the Tennessee Democratic Party website right now, if you go to the Tennessee Democratic Party website right now, what you'll see, the very first image you'll see is this great big picture. It says, join the resistance. Well, that ain't going to win over Tennesseans who voted 61% for Trump and who've been a dark red state. That's not going to, that might get your core all fired up, but it ain't going to get you one more vote. Then it slides to another great big picture of Barack Obama, which is another reason why Democrats are in the dumper, not only in Tennessee, but why they're in the worst position in 100 years across the country. And Democrats can't seem to connect those two realities. That the farther left they move, the more they lose. They can't connect it. Well, Bredesen won by won the governor's office by being a pragmatic politician who appealed to Democrats and because he was a Democrat and Republicans because he wasn't one of these left wing. Our ideology is all that can be accepted, and anybody else must submit to us. Type of leftist. He's not that way. But, or wasn't. But now he's running for the U.S. Senate. And he's going to have to make some very clear statements about where he stands in terms of National Democratic Party politics. You know, the national type of Democratic Party politics where the chairman of the Democratic Party National Committee publicly said, if you aren't, and I'm paraphrasing here, but this is what he said. If you're not pro-abortion, you got no place in the party. If you oppose abortion, you got no place in the Democratic Party. And one in four Democrats identifies themselves as pro-life. And where is Bredesen in terms of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? These are all kinds of things he's going to have to talk about. So people want to talk about other things, though, to state your case, so we'll talk about them. If you want to talk about Bredesen, fine. Here are the numbers, whatever you want to talk about. 656-8255, #987, it's free call on U.S. Cellular, toll-free, 800-951-8255. But here's something you ought to do pretty quick. If you want to go to the Crown Plaza Knoxville's marvelous, fantastic, stupendous, and I'm not exaggerating, Christmas buffet, make your call quickly. The Thanksgiving buffet sold out a week, maybe 2 weeks out. So we're within 2 weeks. So if you haven't called, do so if you want to go to the Christmas buffet, because it's a heck of an event. runs from 11 to 2 p.m. Christmas Day. You open your presents, go eat like a king or a queen. And somebody else cleans up. The menu is spectacular. The service is great. The Christmas buffet at the Crown Plaza, Knoxville. Here's a number to call and say, I would like to make a reservation for the buffet. 522-2600, 522-2600, the Crown Plaza, Knoxville. All right, now, who is up first here? Bill wants to talk about Al Franken. What about Big Al? Bill?
How's it going, George?
Fine, thank you. Thanks.
Interesting about Bredesen there. This is a side issue. He likes Chuck Schumer, doesn't he, I think? And didn't he support Obamacare? I'm trying to remember.
No, actually, Bredesen got crossways with Obama. Phil, he was talked about conflict with Obama. Because he was talked about as a possible Obama cabinet appointment, but he and Obama didn't jihaw. And I don't remember exactly the reason, but
I'm just trying to remember his budget solution when that came down on us like a thud.
Well,
as a state.
Well, for example, on TennCare, when TennCare wasn't working, when it was sinking the state.
Yes, sir.
Bredesen made two decisions. He reduced some benefits and cut some people off the rolls. That was the only way to accomplish the goal of reducing the cost of TennCare. And he did it. Now, for a Democrat to do that is, well, particularly today, is absolutely unthinkable. I mean, think about a Republican doing that. They'd be told, oh, you're killing people, you're gonna kill children and kill women and you're gonna devastate families. But it was either that or the state's finances were going to be devastated, which would have hurt a lot more people. So what Bredesen did as governor was he didn't get caught up in all the ideological mumbo-jumbo. He said, okay, here's a problem. What do we got to do to solve the problem? This looks like a reasonable way to do it, whatever the issue was. So this is what we're going to do. And it appealed to Tennesseans. But I don't know that he's going to be able to do that in a race for national office. Well, how's Al Franken work into this?
Well, I was just going to ask you about him. I've been following this. I know he said he's going to resign, but he hasn't resigned. And I'm not a fan of Al Franken. Please don't get me wrong.
I understand.
I don't think he's a very nice person from what I've read and what I've seen, some of his campaign tactics, et cetera, et cetera. But, and I'm not even sure he was duly elected with that Coleman race. I don't know if you remember that. I don't want to bring up some ancient history here. But if someone's duly elected, let's say that he was, just for sake of argument here, I'm going to say he was duly elected. I don't know how that recount went. It was kind of fishy. But let's say he's duly elected. Shouldn't that person be, I mean, should they, the voters, should their voice not count in that election? Should he stay in office? And it shouldn't be, he shouldn't be forced out? What I'm saying, let me boil down to a question. Does the will of the voters matter in these elections? Or is it just what the Washington establishment says is acceptable?
Well,
he's making
a personal decision.
I don't like the guy. Don't get me wrong.
No. I understand completely what you're saying. And he's making nobody's forcing him out. He's making a personal decision to resign. Actually, so far, there's been more talk about it. So up to now, he ain't resigning. He's whining. And he's continuing to whine every time about these things. But look, here, for example, back in, I guess it was the late 80s, there was a Massachusetts congressman, inappropriately named Jerry Studs. He was a Democrat from Massachusetts. And he was having sex with 17-year-old male pages. Studs was gay. The House, at that time controlled by Democrats, did not throw him out. They censured him, and he said, I'm not resigning. He didn't resign. He got reelected. Ted Kennedy when a young woman died in the back of his car and he ran away and hid out for 10 hours. He ran for re-election. Nobody made him resign. They couldn't do it. They could have, under Senate rules, probably expelled him, but they didn't do it. And he got reelected. So Franken, thanks for your call, is making an individual decision to resign. But I suspect, before it's all said and done, he's going to backtrack on it. He's not going to do it. That's my guess. Tom, we're going to get your question on the federal budget after we take this break. We'll be right back after this on State Your Case.
This is Sammy Sawyer, also known as East Tennessee's own Barney Fife. Get your gift of preserving the past and inspiring the future. The history of the James A. Dick Mighty Musical Monday award-winning DVD. On sale now at the Tennessee Theater. It's only $15. Oh, it's big.
On Monday, Second Harvest Food Bank of East Tennessee will host the annual Double Your Donation Day. All donations made between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Monday will be doubled up to $300,000 by anonymous contributors. To make a donation on Monday, visit secondharvestetn.org or call 865-243-8227.
Cornerstone Dental Arts. Wow, they're good. Jody Griffin, Ben Stroud, Michael Williams, Joshua Kimry. These dentists are great dentists. They do veneers. They do total smile reconstruction. They are fantastic at what they do. But here's what I love about Cornerstone Dental Arts. Yes, they're great dentists, but they realize that their art is at the service of the people who come to see them. They're patients. So they've designed the practice around using what they do to be a blessing to you. In fact, if you go to their website, which I'll give to you in just a moment, they have their covenants that they make with their patients. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I think it's why people love Cornerstone Dental Arts so much is because of the covenants they make with their patients to take really good care of them. If you're looking for a dentist, it's the dentist of Cornerstone Dental Arts. They're my dentist as well. And they keep my smile tight and right. Cornerstone Dental Arts, their website, easy to remember, whatasmile.com.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Need to know how to get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. I'm George Korda, your host. Coming up next hour, scheduled, Bill Fox, Bill Fox, director of the University of Tennessee Center for Business and Economic Research, is scheduled to be on to talk about the tax bill and other economic issues. So let's get Tom's, speaking of economics and money, let's get Tom's call here. Hi, Tom, you're on State Your Case.
Thank you, George. Yes, what I was wondering was, I was thinking that a $4.1 trillion federal budget was passed last October and signed by President Trump. So I was wondering what relationship that has with the continuing resolutions that are going on now.
Well, the deficit, hold on just a second here. Once you pass a budget, it's supposed to eliminate the need for continuing resolutions. Now, here's the reality of the federal budget for people who aren't aware of it. You, ladies and gentlemen, everybody listening, you are being crushed under the federal budget, the weight of the federal budget. Anybody who tells you differently is selling something. Here is money.cnn.com. Deficit for 2017 hits $666 billion. What that did was add $666 billion to the interest you have to pay. Last year, American taxpayers paid more than $420 billion in interest alone on all forms of the debt. The United States taxpayers cannot afford their government. We are Greece. And eventually we will be treated like Greece by our creditors. It's simply a matter of time. And nobody cares. And whenever somebody says, you know, we got to do something about this, we've got to deal with this deficit, they're told that they're trying to kill old people, they're trying to starve children, they're trying to... millions will die if we don't keep borrowing at these levels. So, Tom, I don't know specifically. I wasn't aware they were passing continuing resolutions with... Hold on, let me see. Latest federal government continuing resolution passage. Let's see. Well, of course, it's not a simple answer.
Well, is that not what they just did to move it from last week, to move it to the 22nd of December? Fund the government through that period of time?
Oh, yeah. If you've gotten to the point where you've spent all the budgeted money and you don't have any more, you've got to pass a continuing resolution in order to keep functioning.
Okay.
Yeah, because, see, that's the thing about these things that people don't seem to be able to grasp. That we're not shutting down government because the government isn't taking in money. We're shutting it down because we can't borrow. All right, we got to run. We'll be right back on State Your Case.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It's a musical tradition. Chip Davis, the founder and musical director of Mannheim Steamroller, presents a coast-to-coast broadcast of Mannheim Steamroller's An American Christmas.
Hi, this is Chip Davis. Join us Christmas Day for all the warmth, music, and happiness of an old-fashioned American Christmas.
It's An American Christmas, Christmas Day, on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Cumulus Knoxville shares the season with some of our business partners.
Merry Christmas, East Tennessee. May your holidays be blessed and your family stay safe and secure. From His Security, in God we trust, all others we monitor.
This is Bill Cox Jr. for Bill Cox Furniture, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Sherry Witt, your Knox County Register of Deeds. I'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jim Decker from Medic Regional Blood Center, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. And also remind you to take time this holiday season to donate blood to help those who are in need.
Hello, I'm Susie with Manpower, and we would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a peaceful, happy new year.
Hi, this is Fred Love, the manager of Edible Arrangements here in Knoxville. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
Hi, this is Jennifer Monroe with Choice Orthotics and Prosthetics, wishing all of Knoxville a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And on behalf of everyone at Cumulus Knoxville, Merry Christmas.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC registered investment advisor.
Standard Kitchen and Bath wants to help you with your holiday shopping. Let the professionals at Standard Kitchen and Bath transform your kitchen this holiday. From new cabinets from quality brands like Mauser Cabinetry, new countertops to a total redesign, give the gift that will be cherished for years to come. Standard Kitchen and Bath is family-owned and operated, ready to make you a hero this holiday. Standard Kitchen and Bath can help you design any space in your home. Stop by their showroom on Kingston Pike next to Grayson Hyundai or call 694-0068. StandardKitchen.com.
This is the news and talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
California wildfires, campaigning in Alabama. I'm Ann Cates. Firefighters are working to contain half a dozen major wildfires that have scorched close to 200,000 acres in Southern California and destroyed almost 800 homes and other buildings. Meteorologist Derek Van Damp says California is getting outside assistance.
There are actually 10 U.S. states in the western parts of the country that are contributing to the relief efforts in Southern California, helping battle these blazes at the moment. Over 200 firefighting engines contributed by these 10 states and over 700 total personnel being contributed as well.
One death has been attributed to the fires. It is the final weekend of campaigning for the U.S. Senate race in Alabama as Republican Roy Moore faces multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. Moore campaign strategist Dean Young, appearing on ABC's This Week, says his candidate will best represent Alabama in Washington.
Judge Moore wants to go up and help the President of the United States achieve his agenda to protect your gun rights, to build a wall, and to make America great again. And Judge Moore is the man that will do that. And I need you people in Alabama not to fall for all these false allegations that just appeared 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Tensions remain high in the Middle East following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin tells ABC's This Week that the president lacks some fundamental knowledge.
We see that in the budget he submitted with the State Department's budget. We see that on personnel decisions that are being made. I think the president is damaging America's national security and our standing in the world for his inability to use diplomacy in the right way. So there was a right way of doing this, and the president to date has not shown his understanding of the importance of diplomacy.
The Vatican says today that Pope Francis is praying so that leaders of nations commit themselves to work to avert a new spiral of violence over Jerusalem. I'm Ann Cates.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest labeled pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
A little water can go a long way in keeping you safe for the holiday season.
As it does every year about this time, the Consumer Product Safety Commission set a live holiday tree on fire so you won't, committing to video the image of an inferno that takes the whole room with it in a matter of seconds.
You know, we're all enthusiastic when we put our tree up, but once the holidays are over, we forget to water them. They get very dry, and that becomes a very big danger in terms of catching on fire.
Acting CPSC Director Anne Marie Burkle says, keep watering the tree and keep an eye on candles or old or faulty electrical wiring to avoid a holiday disaster. I'm Jan Johnson.
A series of Christmas cards and booklets that feature Robert Frost poems are on display at Vermont's Middlebury College for the first time in more than half a century. Frost taught for decades at Middlebury. I'm Ann Cates.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Westwood One presents The Michael Knowles Show.
In so much as this indictment suggests that the Republicans colluded with Russia, whatever that means, we know that the Democrats colluded with Russia at least as much. From all the evidence available to us, the Democrats committed far graver misdeeds in colluding with Russia because we now know that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid a foreigner connected with Russia for alleged dirt on Donald Trump to skew an American election.
The Michael Knowles Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Look for lots of sunshine, but it will be on the cold side. Only a high temperature of 41. 28 overnight tonight, clear and cold once again. For your Monday, look for lots of sunshine and warmer, a high of 50. Back to 32 degrees overnight Monday into Tuesday. Tuesday, we introduce a few flurries in the forecast with a high near 40. For the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Christian Healthcare Ministries is a voluntary health cost sharing ministry. It is not insurance. It's Christian people taking care of each other. And one way they do that is through a maternity program within Christian Healthcare Ministries. One of its members wrote recently to them about the services that she and her husband and family received through Christian Healthcare Ministries. And she said, what a relief it was. And my OBGYN's office couldn't believe how easy it was working with me and CHM. Working with CHM was simple, and all of my maternity bills were shared. We ended up paying $0 for two births. Those are two successive children. They weren't twins. But point is, Christian Healthcare Ministries is biblical, affordable, and compassionate. If you're a Christian and are wondering, is this ministry a good idea for me? Check it out. Call them at 800-791-6225 or go to the website chministries.org.
It's time now for State Your Case with George Korda on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. State Your Case is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Now, here's your host, George Korda.
It's the second hour of State Your Case here on News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. And my guest is Dr. Bill Fox, who is the director of the University of Tennessee Center for Business and Economic Research. And there's a lot of talk about what's going on in the economy and what's going on with the tax bill and what the tax bill's effect will be. And depending on who you listen to, you get different views.
But I have the right view.
But Bill has the correct view. Bill is, in addition to the lofty title that I enunciated just moments ago, his even more impressive designation is that of State Your Case economics correspondent. It has propelled him into heights previously unrealized.
By me or anyone else.
Oh, I wax eloquent sometimes. And so I want to get Bill in here to ask him about the economy and about the tax bill and about long-term look. Because one thing Bill doesn't do, let me help you out here before you get all excited. If you call up and say, what do you think the stock market will be doing 6 months from now? I can tell you as well as he can.
And maybe better.
He's not a stock analyst and prognosticator. He's an economics researcher and whiz. It's not widely known, but that's actually an academic title.
It is.
Whiz. Academic whiz. So, Bill, could you summarize for us, please? And if you've got a comment or a question about the tax bill, not that it's going to affect anybody, but if you do, the numbers are 656-8255, #987 is free call on U.S. Cellular, toll free 800-951-8255. That would be 8255 for our German-speaking listeners.
Whoa. You just whipped that out.
Well,
I lived in Deutschland for 3 years, so occasionally I like to impress people with the extent of my German ability. I just did.
I lived there for about 6 months, and I can do almost as much as you did total.
All right, so tell us about the tax bill. What's your impression of it? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, so in the short run, it's going to stimulate the economy because this is basically just a deficit-financed tax cut. So what you're going to get is increasing deficits. The things that people forget is, you know, we're sitting here today with deficits in the $600-700 billion a year range, which seems like nothing. But the direction with no policy change is upward on those deficits. And it's simple, George. It's people getting older and getting onto Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. And so the expectations are by around 2022, 2023, we're going to have trillion-dollar deficits with no policy change. Add in the tax bill, which will, you know, increase the deficit $100 billion a year or so. And somewhere around 2020, we're going to have trillion-dollar deficits. So that's a clear negative, in my view, though it will stimulate the economy next year because it's going to put money in people's pockets and we may get some repatriation of money from outside. The other good part, in my view, is corporate taxes have needed reform. That may mean getting less money from the corporate side. Some of that reform is reducing the rates. I don't know that 20 is the magic number, but less than 35 is the right thing. But the other thing that has gotten less talk is we're moving from effectively a worldwide taxation to territorial. Now, that's the lingo nobody really cares much about. But the notion is today, Apple gets taxed on its worldwide profits. Now, it doesn't pay the tax until that money comes back into the U.S., and that's why a bunch of the money has hung outside the U.S. And what they want to do is move it to where Apple would only be taxed on its earnings in the U.S., and that the worldwide income would no longer be taxable. And that is also a good policy change. So I like what's happening in terms of getting down rates and in terms of moving to a system where we only tax on the domestic income of companies. Now, I would have financed that by getting rid of a bunch of special treatment for individual industries rather than by increasing the deficit.
All right. Now, under the Obama administration, GDP growth was about 1.5%. A year, over 8 years. If, for the last couple of quarters, though, it's been at 3% or better. Am I right?
You are right.
If you had sustained growth at 3 or 4%, what effect would that have on federal revenues?
Well, okay, so I don't actually think that's the right question to ask because that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, it's exactly the right question to ask because I asked it.
Yeah, I understand. But here's why I don't want to respond really directly to that question. It's not going to happen. And you know, what gets lost in this three...
So you think GDP is going to go down?
Well, you got to listen to the whole story. So what's getting lost in this conversation is if you look at the history of GDP by quarter for the last 5 or 6 years, what you'll see is really low growth in the first quarter, much higher growth in the second, third, and fourth quarter, then really low growth in the first quarter again. So that when you average it out across the year, it's in fact in recent years, last 3 or 4 years, been about 2.25%. But that's based on a low first quarter and a high second, third, fourth quarter. And so is what I see isn't something that's not much different. The other part of, and this is the real reason why you're not going to see such fast growth, as 3 or 4% is, you know, in just simple terms, George, growth is two things. Just add two things and you know what GDP will grow. The first thing is how fast does employment grow? And given how tight the labor market is getting, we're now down experiencing job growth of about 1.4% a year. So in order to get 3%, what we have to do is get productivity gains of at least 1.6% and probably more because these employment growth rates are going to get lower and lower from where we are today. And so what I anticipate is still growth probably in the, let's say, 2.25% to 2.5% range. And it's simply, there is no broad-based tax cut I have ever seen that is self-financing. You cut the rates, you get less revenue. I'm not saying there won't be any impact. I didn't say that. And I actually said the kind of corporate tax cuts are a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough to finance the tax cut. We will have less tax revenue as a result of the tax plan.
Now, how does this compare with 50 plus years ago? John F. Kennedy lowered the tax rates for exactly the reasons you're saying, if I'm understanding correctly, would not happen. There's plenty of quotes from Kennedy from the time saying we need to lower tax rates to increase federal revenues. We need to every dollar it's not taxed, the business person can put into growing their business. It's a paraphrase, but that's kind of what he said.
I get it.
And that it would increase federal revenues. And for several years, there was an increase in federal revenues. And then Vietnam hit, and LBJ wanted to finance the war by printing money rather than raising taxes. And we wound up with hyperinflation.
And two really serious recessions in the early 70s. One in 70, 71, and another one in 74, 75. So, this was not a window of huge growth. But let me tell you something that's really different about the 60s and today, George. Okay. And you and I are a really big part of that. It's called baby boomers. And you and I hit the labor force at the window, not during Kennedy's years, but not that many years later. And it was folks like us who had this massive increase in the labor force that allowed the economy to grow. What's happening now is the baby boomers are retiring. And so just put it in simple numbers, we're now up to about 15% of the population is over 65. Over the next decade, that's going to go to 20%. That's a really big share.
Well, and when Social Security and Medicare, Medicare, I read an analysis of Medicare that when it was first passed, it was first passed in mid-60s, that by...
The same era, by the way, we're talking about.
By 1990, it would cost up to $9 billion. Yeah. But in 1990, I think it was $130 billion.
Yeah.
Now, Medicare and National Defense, between the two of them, are about $1.3 trillion in spending every year. Just those two things.
And now add Social Security on top of that.
That now you're at about... Well, now you're getting close to $2 trillion, and when you throw interest on all forms of debt into it, you're around $2.5, $2.6 trillion just in Social Security, Medicare, defense, and interest. Nothing else.
Right.
Which is why we got to shut the government down every time and it's not sane. I don't think. But we're going to talk about the insanity of it, or sanity, when we come back, because I got to do this. Gotta do this. We gotta get some money in here.
All right, get the economy going.
Doggone right.
Invest what you get.
And speaking of economy, if you want to save money on tires, go to MatlockTireCenters.com. Is that right? No, MatlockTireService.com. I should remember things like this. And I just did, actually.
Since they're the ones who pays the bills, you really should.
Yeah, that's right. Go to MatlockTireService.com. You're going to find specials for tires popping up on your screen. That means you're going to be saving money. You're going to be it's like putting money in your pocket to buy tires from Matlock from these specials that they have there. Now, that's a good deal. Also, if you need your car worked on, as in repair, there's a whole list of things they do in auto repair. So you can get both things done at once at Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. My, that sounds like a really reasonable idea. Sounds like the sort of thing that would benefit you. And that's what we're about here at State Your Case, benefiting you.
Taking care of people.
That's it. That's every day. Mason, when I walk in here, don't I say, I really want to take care of people today?
Yes, you do.
I do.
Every single day.
And what you can do to take care of yourself is go to Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. Now, that's a heck of an ad when you think about it. Go to their website, MatlockTireService.com, MatlockTireService.com. Seriously, you will have a good experience, I am confident, by getting your car and your car worked on and your tires at Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Jimmy Himes.
And if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of key reasons why you should call Tracy King of Kings of Real Estate. It's a fact that Tracy nets his sellers thousands of dollars more on average. He also gets 3% more money than the average agent. He sells his homes an average of 17 days faster than the average agent. Now, how does he do it? Tracy already has the buyers. He has thousands of ready buyers in his exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Tracy's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Tracy gets his home seller's top dollar. He will even guarantee the buy of your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only one that you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar, and he'll get you packing. Call Tracy King with Kings of Real Estate. That's 365-2323, 365-2323, or you can visit him at his office in the Lovell Heights Shopping Center.
Westwood One presents The Michael Knowles Show.
In so much as this indictment suggests that the Republicans colluded with Russia, whatever that means, we know that the Democrats colluded with Russia at least as much. From all the evidence available to us, the Democrats committed far graver misdeeds in colluding with Russia because we now know that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid a foreigner connected with Russia for alleged dirt on Donald Trump to skew an American election.
The Michael Knowles Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is our next episode. It's Double Your Donation Day with Second Harvest. We'll be there live. Plus, we're going to take a straw poll. Pop quiz at 4, top 3 at 3. The Triple H Radio Experience, News Talk 98.7, WOKI. Tax man.
Yeah, I'm the tax man. We're back on State Your Case. I'm George Cordy, your host. My guest is Bill Fox, University of Tennessee, Director of Business and Economic Research. We're talking about the tax bill. Now, what this isn't is as exciting as talking about did Roy Moore actually, you know, proposition teenage girls or that kind of thing. But this is more important to you, actually. So settle back. If you have a question, feel free. If not, then listen to the dulcet tones of Bill Fox as he explains his take on what we are going to see or what we're seeing in terms of the tax bill and the future of the economy. And if you have a question or comment, 656-8255, pound 987 is free call on U.S. Cellular, toll free 800-951-8255. Now, Bill, we are in an era in which last year, 2017, $666 billion deficit. Adds a few bucks to the annual interest costs that you and I are paying.
It does.
And
sorry, if I can just say something about those interest costs.
Yeah.
If they're paid, you know, say you you loan all the money to the government and all of it goes to you, it still stays in the U.S.
Yeah.
And so we sort of shift around who has the money. You know, I pay taxes to send interest to you, but that's it. where those interest costs become a real issue is if we're owed, we owe the money to the Chinese or the Japanese or wherever, because then we actually have to take our tax revenues and send it overseas. And you know what they do with that money we send to them? They either buy our assets, you know, buy our companies, or they have a command on the goods we produce, one of the two. You know, they don't just pile those dollars up forever. So that's why you worry about interest. It's not so much that Americans owe Americans, although you might worry about that a little bit, but it's really because we owe a lot of it to foreign people and foreign governments who then can buy our companies. And there's a long-term cost of that.
It's biblical.
Sorry to change this.
No. It's biblical. It's Proverbs 22:7. The borrower is slave to the lender.
Well put.
And I have long maintained on this show and others that we can live on this unlimited credit card all the way up to the moment that our creditors say, hold on. Here's what we're going to require in the future to lend you money. And when those things start happening, there's going to be, that's when real pain starts to be felt.
I agree with you, but I think there's pain earlier. I mean, simply when we send our interest payments to people outside the U.S., what ends up happening is they take that money today and they buy some of our businesses, or they buy some of our buildings, or even as they used to do in Hawaii, buy up housing in Hawaii. And that has a consequence today. Mm-hmm. When look at how many companies in the U.S. and how much of the growth in terms of investment in the U.S. is really just foreign companies buying existing assets.
We're becoming what we used to be to foreign countries.
Exactly. And that's why we need to worry about this. And not just when they start putting conditions on the lending, but when they get to buy our assets today with that money. And that's why we need to care. Now, interest rates are super low today, and so that's keeping the consequence of this debt less of an issue. But as interest rates rise, either because the Fed causes it or the market begins, just as you say, that you put conditions, one of those conditions is higher interest costs in order to loan you money. When that happens, then the impact on the deficit, the interest payments themselves will keep pushing the deficit upward. And that's part of the consequence and why it costs something to have this tax cut.
And then you've got to look seriously at reducing spending in order to reduce the deficit or raise taxes again, thus stifling economic growth. You know, it's a little bit, and I'm not asking you to comment on this, but you can if you want. In my mind, it's a little bit similar to the dust-up there was when Trump said to NATO, you guys got to start paying your fair share. Because NATO countries made a commitment to achieving a certain level of GDP spent on defense. Well, there are 28 member countries in NATO. 23 of them aren't doing it. So that means that the Germanys and other countries that aren't meeting their defense spending obligations and are just expecting American taxpayers to fill that vacuum are able to spend that money on stuff in their own countries or buying up American countries or something else. So when Trump says, hey, guys, here's the commitment you made, live up to it. And the far left goes, oh, no, here he goes insulting our allies again. He's not insulting our allies. He's saying you made a commitment to spend 3% on GDP. You're spending 0.7%. Cough up the other 2.3%.
International agreements are, as you well know, tough to enforce.
Yeah. I mean,
another example where we see it not happening as it should is within the EU in the agreement on the size of deficits that they would permit. And called the Maastricht Agreement. And many of the countries have, as you know, think Greece, think Italy, think Spain, Portugal,
yeah,
have not lived to that. And the consequence is imposing a cost on the countries around them and tough to enforce this. That doesn't mean we don't want international agreements, but it does mean we have to have expectations that the others will meet their agreements.
Before we go to the break, let's get William's call here. William's got a budget question. Hi, William, you go ahead.
Yeah, good program this afternoon.
Thanks. Thank you.
So what you're saying here, folks, what I'm hearing anyway, is that this tax bill of 450 pages or so that's been rushed through way too quickly is going to do absolutely nothing for me and it's going to cause more debt, correct?
Well, it is going to raise the deficit, in my view. And so, you know, the debt is just the accumulation of deficits year by year. So we'll see the debt going up as a result of that. Now, what the administration and Congress, the Republican part of Congress at least, is saying is that if we get these tax cuts for business, they will invest that difference in new productive capacity. And ultimately, you and others as workers will see much of that money come back to them in higher wages. Now, that's the argument. Now, yeah, that, believe it or not.
Yeah, I understand the argument, but you've got to look at, you know, that's not happening in the U.S. economy when it comes down to those 50s and 60s and 70s manufacturing jobs. I mean, GE is laying off people. Chemical factories are closing. And this is totally, it's just a political maneuver. It has nothing to do with the overall welfare of the United States.
Well, you know, my expectation is that if we pass the tax bill, you know, some average of the House and the Senate version, what you'll get is a small increase in investment. You will free up some money in companies. And you know, based on what happened in 2004, when we allowed a lot of repatriation of dollars back into the U.S. based on a special amnesty period, you know, a lot of the money probably goes into buying back stock, into dividends, and
yes,
some of it goes into investment. That's probably what we'll see.
Yeah.
And you know, the outcome will probably be a small increase in wages. The research, you know, what Kevin Hassett, who's the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, has said is 70% of that will come back in higher wages. That's not what research says. Research
exactly
says something, maybe 20%, 25%. Yeah. You know, much of the benefits will certainly go to the owners of capital as well.
Exactly. And people's Social Security, what's taken out of their weekly paycheck, sure isn't going down.
No.
And I just don't see it happening
until,
here, folks. It's just a total sham.
Until or unless. It's like, for example, we're U.S. debt, thank you, William, is the highest now since World War II, the ratio.
Yes.
The thing about World War II is it ended.
Yeah.
The entitlement programs aren't ending. They're only getting bigger. And when you've got Social Security and Medicare alone taking up roughly one-fourth of the federal budget, federal spending. Think about this, folks. And those of you listening to the show for a while have heard me say this before. It took the United States of America 224 years to get to the point where we were spending $1.9 trillion a year. It has taken us 17 more to add $2 trillion to that spending. We are spending more. We have added more to the budget in the last 17 years than we had spent annually in 224. And it's still falling short by nearly $700 billion.
And I'll remind you that we're on the front end of the aging of the population, and that is the baby boomers going through to Medicare age and Social Security age. And so what we're going to see is very rapid growth in Medicare and Social Security.
And so what Bill just said is, what I just said is going to get worse.
It gets worse, yeah. And again, this is part of why I'm concerned about the tax cut, is it raises these deficits. Now, again, listen to me. If you want to cut taxes, then find a way to cut spending. And what we found is neither party even talking about proposals to cut spending.
Nope. And that makes them both duplicitous,
yes,
on this subject.
I agree.
Speaking of somebody you can count on, and folks, you can count on this, by golly, is Rick Terry and Rick Terry Jewelry Design. Rick Terry is a consummate jeweler. But beyond that, there are people you know, and as you think about this, you can visualize them. There are people you know who are doing things for a living that they love, that they get excited about talking about it, about doing it, about improving it, about adding to their knowledge and their abilities. That's Rick Terry. So help me, that's Rick Terry. I've known Rick 20-plus years now. You go in and start talking to him or any member of his team, because it all flows out of him, about jewelry, about the gift you need, about the way they can help you, and you're going to see passion behind that statement, whatever they say, because they just love doing what they do, and that means they're going to do it well for you. It's 2 weeks to Christmas, folks, 2 weeks and a day. Take this opportunity next couple of weeks. You haven't made your gift choice yet? Go to Rick Terry Jewelry Design. One location downtown Knoxville in the Arcade Building on Gay Street. Another on the south side of Campbell Station Road at the Kingston Pike, Campbell Station Road intersection. The third in Lenore City in the Lenore Mills Shopping Center, which is between the interstate and Lenore City proper. Rick Terry wants to be your jeweler. When you go and you work with his folks, you will go away saying, you know, not only does he want to be my jeweler, did he want to be, I'm glad he became my jeweler. Seriously. Rick Terry Jewelry Design. Go to his website. Website. RickTerryJewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com.
Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is your authorized Toro dealer in Knox County. If you are ready to mow like a pro, check out Toro. The new Toro Time Master with a 30-inch cut and personal pace system will cut your mowing time in half. Or check out the selection of Toro zero-turn time cutters built for homeowners, with or without the steering wheel option. Dickens Supply is running fall specials for both commercial and residential customers. Toro, you can count on it. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is also your home for fall overseas seeding and fertilizing programs. Come talk to a turf coach who can set up a customized plan for your lawn using Dickens organic blended fertilizers and Solucal, safe for the lawn, the environment, and the pets. Freshly harvested seed has left Oregon and is heading to Dickens Supply. Aerators are available for rent. We know how to grow it, and Toro knows how to mow it. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply at 6305 Baum Drive in Bearden and at DickensSupply.com, your Toro dealer.
This is Dawn Steimer from Mastery Modelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Mastery Modelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Mastery Modelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
Cornerstone Dental Arts. Wow, they're good. Jody Griffin, Ben Stroud, Michael Williams, Joshua Kimry. These dentists are great dentists. They do veneers. They do total smile reconstruction. They are fantastic at what they do. But here's what I love about Cornerstone Dental Arts. Yes, they're great dentists, but they realize that their art is at the service of the people who come to see them. They're patients. So they've designed the practice around using what they do to be a blessing to you. In fact, if you go to their website, which I'll give to you in just a moment, they have their covenants that they make with their patients. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and I think it's why people love Cornerstone Dental Arts so much is because of the covenants they make with their patients to take really good care of them. If you're looking for a dentist, it's the dentist of Cornerstone Dental Arts. They're my dentist as well, and they keep my smile tight and right. Cornerstone Dental Arts, their website, easy to remember, whatasmile.com.
You've seen their work in Neyland Stadium and Bridgestone Arena, Wilderness at the Smokies, fine restaurants everywhere. They won the 2017 Best of Howes Award for Best Design and Service. Whether commercial or home countertops, expect the best from Smoky Mountain Tops. Partnering with the leading quartz and natural stone suppliers, Smoky Mountain Tops uses state-of-the-art machinery and an artisan's approach to create beautiful, functional custom countertops. From fabrication to installation, they aim to exceed your expectations and make your kitchen, bathroom, any room look brilliant. Specializing in the finest granite, marble, and quartz surfaces and top-quality sinks, come see what Smoky Mountain Tops can do for you with locations in Knoxville and Nashville, or visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Fully accredited with the Marble Institute of America, family-owned with 20 years of experience in the stone and solid surface industry. Smoky Mountain Tops, unmatched service, highest quality.
Look for a cold Sunday, but lots of sunshine here for the rest of the day. We'll see a high temperature of 41 degrees. Tonight, clear and cold once again, dropping back to 28. For your Monday, look for lots of sunshine, a high temperature of 51, back to 33 overnight Monday into Tuesday with mostly clear skies. For the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Forget all.
Yeah, that's the way I talked when I was a teenager. Welcome back, State Your Case. I'm George Korda. My guest is Bill Fox, director of the University of Tennessee Center for Business and Economic Research. We got some calls. Let's get on them. If you've got a comment or a question about taxes or the budget deficit or the tax bill going through Congress, 656-8255, pound 987, free call on U.S. Cellular, toll free, 800-951-8255. First up is Terry. Terry, you're on State Your Case.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had several things. One is, you know, there's a weekly morning show on that I would certainly like to see something more intellectual on than what's currently given, and I'm wondering, is there a particular reason we couldn't have you as a co-host or a hosting show in lieu of what we've got? Because, I mean, I listen to the UT station just to stay away from the dribble. Two, I think you're too easy on Dennis Francis and the other liberals that end up co-hosting at times with you. Three, I'm wondering about the corporate tax cut, and I'm wondering why everybody's stuck on 15, and wouldn't 5 or 10 make corporations extremely happy and, you know, would pay for some of these other things that everybody's fiddling with, they're worried about cutting. And the next thing is, everything I read, the corporate or the U.S. and global economy is booming, yet one of the selling points of this budget, this tax cut, is that, hey, we're going to stimulate business. Well, isn't there a potential that that's going to overheat the economy and cause the Fed to have to raise interest rates and do more damage than they originally intended to solve to begin with? So, anyway, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right. Well, let me start with me. I appreciate your comment, Terry. I do. But this is a sideline. I have my own business. I'm in a communications business. And so this is just something I do because I've been involved in, around, or on the periphery, in the center of various aspects of Tennessee, and to some degree national politics, for a better part of 30 years now. And so, I mean, Bill and I were talking just in the break that I'm coming up on starting my 21st year of having a radio show. And I was asked originally to do it because the person at that time running the station said, you seem fairly opinionated. And you're
George, that's just hard for me to imagine anybody saying that about you. I'm sorry.
I know. I still find myself,
you were shocked, weren't you?
Stunned. Stunned. I've you know, frankly, I haven't gotten over the trauma to this day.
I'll bet you have not.
And you seem to be able to stimulate conversation. So they asked me to, I was asked to do this, and here I am 20 years later. And so I appreciate your comment, but this ain't my day job. If I ever stop doing my day job, somebody wants to, I don't know that I'd want to do this every day.
Every morning?
Yeah. I admire Phil Williams. I got to tell you, getting up and doing that every day. But I appreciate your comment. Now, to your economics questions, I turn, both literally and figuratively, to Bill Fox to let him elucidate. on those subjects.
Well, a couple of comments on the corporate tax cut. You know, there's a lot of things you have to worry about. One of them is that if you have individual income tax rates, let's say at 35% or wherever we end out, and you have corporate rates at 20%, you open up a real opportunity for tax planning, particularly among the richest, who will leave all their assets in a corporation and pay 20% or zero and never have it taxed at the individual level. And so having those two rates too far out of line is something to be worried about. Secondly, if we can change the system so that we're taxing corporations only on what the value of what they earn in the U.S., and we measure that properly, then rates at 20% should make us competitive with the rest of the world. So you know, I think and even higher at 22%. Now we won't be as low as places like Ireland, which is at 12%. But we'll still be competitive with the developed world in the low 20s. Again, assuming we change it so that we only tax on the profits actually earned in the U.S. and not the worldwide profits. In terms of long-term stimulus, Terry was right that there is a very strong economy right now around the world. And part of why the U.S. is doing well is our exports are actually doing pretty well. Now, we still have a big trade deficit, but we are increasing exports in most months. And so that's really good news because the world's growing. So they're buying a lot of our stuff. And so the world's growing. But do I expect to have an overheated economy? Absolutely not. I think the Fed is going to be in a position where it can continue to slowly increase interest rates without any real recurrence of inflation. Nobody sees significant increase in inflation at this point in time.
Hey, Kyle, we've got to take a break here. Kyle's got a question on taxes. So if you don't mind, just please hold on through the break, and then we'll get your question as soon as we come back, I promise. And you can direct it right to Bill or me or whomever, but please. Because here, folks, is something that, and this is directed to people who are of the Christian faith. And it's this, that there is a non-insurance alternative for you that exists that you can take advantage of if you are a Christian person looking to deal with your health care costs. It's not insurance. It's a voluntary cost-sharing ministry, and it's called Christian Healthcare Ministries. And it's run, the president and CEO is a former Knoxvillean. He was a minister here in Knoxville. His name's Reverend Dr. Howard Russell. And from the office in Akron, Ohio, they're working with helping tens upon tens of thousands of Christian people meet their monthly health care bills. I don't have health insurance. When I go in to see a doctor, hey, can I see your insurance card? I don't have one. I am a member of a health cost sharing ministry. And for that, my wife and I, for their highest level of service, we send to the ministry $300 a month for the two of us. And it's worked wonderfully for us. Now, it's not insurance. You have to be sure you understand what it is and how it works. And you have to be a person of the Christian faith. This is people of the Christian faith exercising their religious freedom to take care of each other in a way that they choose. If you would like to find out more about it, please look on the website at chministries.org, or just search block Christian Healthcare Ministries and make sure you go to that website, Christian Healthcare Ministries, and or call them at 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Terry with Rick Terry Jewelry Designs. The holidays are here, and that someone special is on your mind.
Now, you want to do something big.
At Rick Terry Jewelry Designs, we'll show you unique, quality, and different. Jewelry in everyone's price range, like Southern Gates and Citizen Watches. Our family's been serving this community for almost 30 years, making great customers and friends. We make it unique. We make it special. We make it just for you, and we want to be your jeweler.
Check us out at rickterryjewelry.com.
Cumulus Knoxville shares the season with some of our business partners.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Tim.
And we're from Big O Tires.
And on behalf of everyone at Big O Tires, Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Hey,
this is Betsy from Food City, from our family to yours, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of the fit specialists at New Balance Knoxville, we thank you for your business throughout the year and wish you a Merry Christmas and a festive holiday season.
Hi, this is Kate Reagan wishing you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the faculty, staff, and students of Lincoln Memorial University. May the magic and wonder of the holiday season stay with you throughout the coming year.
May all the sweet magic of Christmas fill your family with joy. From your friends at Lehman Jewelers, Knoxville's Log Cabin Jewelry Store.
Hi, this is Dorothy Smith with Smith Marketing, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy, Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Chad with Better Mattress, wishing you a Merry Christmas from our family to yours. Good night just got better.
And on behalf of everyone at Cumulus Knoxville, Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas time at Kimball's, and our entire team is ready to help you make memories this holiday season. Hi, I'm Danny Overby. While there's so many memories through the years that have touched my heart deeply, I'm still impacted each year by the men and women who hope to create a lifetime memory with their special love by proposing over the holidays. I remember how stressful finding the perfect ring is, and how finding the right words to propose takes a bit of practice. But really, the ring should say everything, and that's where Kimball's comes in. I love being part of these lasting memories with our clients. At Kimball's, our team of master jewelers can help you create the perfect ring for that special moment. Whether it's transforming a family heirloom into a one-of-a-kind piece or building your dream cushion-cut setting from scratch. Looking for something that's ready for the moment she says I do? Our selection of handcrafted diamond rings from S. Kashi, Michael M., Henry Dossi, and other designers has something for everyone. Kimball's Jewelers, helping you create holiday memories for over 80 years. On top of Bearden Hill and online at kimballsjewelers.com.
Whether it's the crackling sound of a fire, the view of a perfect flame, or improved energy efficiency that you're looking for, Hearth and Patio has the perfect addition to your home. Hi, this is Jim Sharp with Hearth and Patio. Come in today and check out our timeless selection of Yodel wood stoves. Yodel has been the world's leading manufacturer of cast iron stoves and fireplaces since 1853. Yodel's freestanding cast iron wood stoves will give you a lifetime source of warmth and comfort. And whether you're looking for a traditional or contemporary, Hearth and Patio can fit your decor. Hearth and Patio sells nothing but the finest products from the most respected manufacturers, and that's why they carry Yodel products. Hearth and Patio's knowledgeable, professional staff will help you pick the right product for your needs. If you dream of being nestled in front of a wood-burning fire and want the best, think Yodel and Hearth and Patio. Hearth and Patio, serving Knoxville for over 30 years, located in West Knoxville, next to Home Depot.
In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The award-winning Crown Plaza in downtown Knoxville wants to host your Christmas or holiday party. With their special group rates, they can host events from 50 to 500. You can stay in one of their newly renovated rooms instead of having to drive home. And with the free and convenient parking garage, your guests don't have to worry about driving and parking. Let the Crown Plaza make your Christmas or holiday party sparkle like a beautiful ornament. Call today, 522-2600 or online at crownknox.com. That's 522-2600 or online at crown with an E, knox.com.
Didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
All right, we got to get Kyle's call here. Bill Fox, director of the University of Tennessee Center for Business and Economic Research, is my guest, and I told Kyle we'd get right to him, and here we go. Kyle, you're on State Your Case.
Hello. I heard 3 or 4 years ago that the number one lender to the United States government was the Federal Reserve, and that it was kind of a thing like, don't worry about running out of money, we'll print more. Is that why it was mentioned earlier that we, you know, maybe looking at a Venezuela hyperinflation type thing where what you buy today for a dollar is $3 this afternoon? And how long does that go on, and when does it all end, I guess, if you could look in your crystal ball?
Sure. So we owe about $20 trillion as a government. In fact, about $14 trillion of that is owed outside the government. So you're talking about the Fed. You're also talking about the trust funds like the Social Security system that also have some money. And so You know, it's that $14 trillion that we really need to focus on. The answer, of course, is because our debt is denominated in dollars, then we can always print more to pay it off. So we don't actually have a problem paying it off. But, of course, remember that if we're just printing all these dollars and sending them out there, that is ultimately inflationary. It is harmful. But we can pay it off. The difference, the Venezuelans, they denominate most of their debt in dollars also. They don't get to print them. So it's an even more serious problem for them.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your answer.
And thank you, Kyle. Appreciate your call. Well, this has been an illuminating hour. Also, some of the stuff you said was pretty good.
Well, you know, every once in a while, that blind squirrel finds an acorn. You know what I'm saying?
I crack myself up sometimes. No, I appreciate you coming on, because this is one of those things that there's so much screaming in the public domain on all of this stuff that there's very little ability for people to sit and listen to, you know, someone like you say, okay, here's what it does, and here's how it works. Here's my view of what'll happen as a result, and here are the good things, and here are the bad things. Everybody, not everybody, but the noisiest percentages on both sides want to grab hold of Trump's going to kill people. Trump's going to save the economy. And that's all they want to hear. That's all they want to talk about. That's all they're willing to accept.
So polarized, we don't really get good, solid information. I agree with that on most issues, not just the economy.
And you've got this never-ending image in my mind of on every subject that comes down the pike, whether it's economy or the budget or taxes or tax reform or health care, of the villagers grabbing their pitchforks and their torches, and they're gonna rush the castle and kill the monster. They don't, or it's the crowd that gathers outside the sheriff's office in the Western. We don't need no stinking evidence. We know he did it. Bring him out and we'll hang him. You know, that's just the way people are acting. And they at the same time will say, oh yes, I'm an adult. And I don't see how the two go together. But I thank you for coming in, and I thank you for sharing this.
You're welcome, George. Enjoyed it.
And I know you will look forward, as will I, to your next visit to state your case.
I'll look forward to it, George. Thank you for having
me. I got to get you an appointment certificate.
I know it. I thought you were going to say you're going to get me a really big paycheck.
I've got to get you an appointment certificate to the Office of Business Economics Correspondent. All right, thank you. What time will we be on next week, you know? Well, it's either noon to 2 or 5 to 7. I should have looked up that, because I think the Titans are about done. Let me see here. Tennessee Titans schedule. That's how you do this these days.
Tennessee Titans. See the option. Nice.
Yeah, next week. Oh, crud. Just give me an answer, will you?
Where's Google when we need it?
Why has this got to be so difficult? Today, the 12-7 is, what's today? Next week?
Today's the 10th.
Noon to 2. We'll be on noon to 2 next week.
Sweet.
All right, so now you know, and I know too. We'll see you then. This is George Korda. Thanks for listening. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee.
Are you missing a piece of the cybersecurity puzzle? Let Computer Depot help you get all the pieces in order. Call Computer Depot Business Solutions today for your free network assessment. 947-0749. That was 947-0749.
On Monday, Second Harvest Food Bank of East Tennessee will host the annual Double Your Donation Day. All donations made between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Monday will be doubled up to $300,000 by anonymous contributors. To make a donation on Monday, visit secondharvestetn.org or call 865-243-8227.
Been listening to State Your Case with George Korda, brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Tune in again next Sunday for State Your Case, right here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
listen up. You already know that if you're in business today and you don't have a website, you don't exist. If you have a website and nobody can find you, you still don't exist. A website without search engine marketing is a business that's missing customers. Slamdot provides comprehensive digital marketing services that are affordable for small business. Slamdot's been locally owned and operated for 10 years. Your business deserves more than just a website. You deserve a website that works. You deserve Slamdot. Call them at 238-5600. Websites that work. Support that can't be beat. Slamdot.
We've talked about AquaClear. Change your water. Change your life. I don't care if it's washing your car, putting this in your hot tub or pool, taking a shower, or making a glass of iced tea. This is the best water, and it will pay for itself. AquaClearWS.com or 694-1725. AquaClear. Change your water. Change your life.
AquaClear. We'll change your water. It'll change your life.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.